changed since you
Well, it's changed very much since when I was a small girl, see, they didn't have sidewalks and they didn't have a concrete or streets.
Uh-huh.
They started the brick. I'm trying to think of when it. I remember when Washington Street down there was where you put the wagon, the mule, and they would almost get bogged up in mud coming up Washington Street. So my dad and them used to come down there in the desert. Mud would be done rain and mud ditches would be that high and the road that go through. Let's see what else I'll tell you about. And they had a train station down there, but they ain't using it anymore. I didn't come to Vicksburg very much until I moved here, and then I didn't get about in it much. I always worked out. Mm-hmm. But I do know, you know, where it was. They had doctors used to have a horse and buggy. I remember that when my sister was sick, the doctor come to see her in a horse and buggy. Mm-hmm. We was living out there on Main Street.
What the? There were some fairly rich people back here.
Yeah, there were some rich people back here. I can't think of the name of them. I don't know, I forgot the name.
You know, I don't know if you would have noticed this or if you would remember it or not, but or if it was like this, but you know, and there's certain groups of people won't want to have anything to do with other people. Was that very strict here? Was there
white in color?
Well, not just white in color,
but the rich overgrade, they would be over the other.
But could you sort of tell me about what that was like? Was it as much that way now as it used to be?
I don't think so. I think everybody mostly now is on an eagle place. At least they tries to be.
Uh-huh.
It's not like they used to be look over them like they did.
Uh-huh.
People used to come to, you know, white people go to the white folks' house and they go have to go to the back door. I have fed them, you know, where I was working at. They'd give them something out the back door.
The white people would
Yeah, just like, you know, that was long in 30 or in 32. You know,
mm-hmm. Was there much of a difference in rich whites and poor whites? Did you? I mean, did the rich whites think they were so much better than...
Well, maybe so, I don't know about that, but I do know that the rich people, the person who was, what wasn't as rich as the other, to work for was much better than the rich person was.
How's that?
Yeah, I know that. Well, they looked like they'd had more sympathy for you and do things like that for you.
Oh, really?
For the colored, I mean. Now, uh-huh. I don't know about the other part, but for the colored people. But the real rich people, they'd pay you what they wanted to do, but they didn't have much to do with you. So, but the other person, he come up, so he would help you out as much as he could.
That's interesting. Yeah. I hadn't ever thought of that.
Yeah, I remember my brother and them used to talk about how they would, you know, in the camps, how they would, the white people would, or the white person who was there would be much, some of the farmers would be much better than the other.
Uh-huh.
And they worked on public works.
Who were some of the rich people in this, or were there any really rich families in this area that you can think of right offhand?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now. I know a lot of them made money. I don't know about how rich they were. But